Let's go back to oil prices. I said earlier on today, I passed a petrol station, my local petrol station. Had I stopped to fill up, I would have paid just $1.22.9. I do not remember petrol being this cheap for a long, long time. Overnight, the OPEC meeting in Vienna collapsed without agreement. Oil prices dropped almost 10% within a 24-hour space. Oil is at decade lows. Joining on the line now, research scholar at the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies, Jackie Sutton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, look, I have a theory, and it's just as someone who has observed oil markets and oil prices for many, many years, I have a theory that the support for the Islamic State, the terrorist outfit in Syria and Iraq, that has been largely financed by Saudi Arabia, that Islamic State's existence and the problems it's causing for Syria, for Iraq, and also for Iran, is causing a split in the Muslim world. And that split is the reason that the OPEC nations can't agree on oil price output reductions. What do you think about my theory?
Well, there's lots and lots of debates about the role of the oil prices and ISIS. Definitely, ISIS is getting money, estimated to earn around $3 million a day from oil sales. However, there's another counter theory, one is that Saudi Arabia, which faces an existential threat from ISIS as well, I mean, it's had tanks along its border, it has, in a sense, it's been playing with fire with its funding of radical groups that seem to espouse an Islamic Sunni idea, although ISIS has got nothing to do with Islam. Now this is coming back to bite it because it's got American air bases in the territory where Mecca and the holiest Islamic shrines are. So you could also say that by lowering the price of oil, Saudi Arabia is in effect stopping ISIS gaining as much money as it could do. However, there's another argument that says that the U.S., which is not a member of OPEC, U.S. shale oil, that the oil that's derived from the controversial fracking, has been on the rise. And so by driving down the price of oil, Saudi Arabia, which definitely was the mover and shaker in this in the recent moves to keep the oil prices low, Saudi Arabia is also blocking the U.S. from profiting from fracking.
Okay, well, there's a lot of different theories then. I must admit, I've heard the shale oil one. I hadn't heard that more complex Saudi one that you mentioned as the second theory. I mean, normally when we have conflict in the Middle East in the past, the price of oil has always gone up. This time around, though, it seems to be different. Is it also because, you know, we're simply actually producing a lot of oil, even though quite a lot of alarmists were saying a few years back that oil would soon run out?
Absolutely. The production of oil has gone up, but so too is the consumption. And if you think in our everyday life, oil is a factor in everything, whether it's from soap to whatever you put in your car to, you know, doing your teeth. It's all oil-based. So, yes, you know, we are producing much more, but we're consuming much more, and new economies are emerging that are more and more dependent on oil, China being, of course, one of the biggest. So, in a sense, that straightforward linear relationship between supply and demand no longer holds true, and there's lots of other factors that have to be taken into consideration. And certainly, you know, the members of OPEC, you've got Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia are in the front line insofar as ISIS is concerned, also Libya and UAE. And so definitely the relationship of the Middle East and ISIS was almost certainly one of the factors in this decision.
Would you care to hazard a guess on how much lower oil might go? I saw one prediction today suggesting that by Christmas it might hit $65 a barrel, down from $72, $73 where it is at the moment.
Well, I've seen analysis that says that basically these economies can survive for the next few months because they too have got their own domestic constituencies to think of, and particularly Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, which are effectively rentier states. So, you know, they rely on high oil prices to keep down domestic dissent as well and to keep their domestic constituencies and their civil servants in just the standard of living that they're used to, because, you know, Saudi Arabia, they don't have income tax. So How else is the government going to rely on getting revenue? So to a certain degree, all these Gulf state economies have got to balance the existential threat from ISIS, the need to keep domestic dissidents at bay, and the need to make sure that Russia, Canada, and the US, which are not in OPEC, don't actually undermine their very existence. Because, as you said in your earlier comments, you know, OPEC, it's a cartel, yes, but a cartel normally functions with a lot more consensus than OPEC does. And OPEC, throughout its history, has been plagued by internal dissent. I mean, Iraq, as an OPEC member, famously has invaded two of its other OPEC members, Kuwait and Iran. So, yeah, I mean, how the actual... There's got to be a point where Saudi Arabia in particular has got to decide, okay, I cannot, you know, we cannot afford to go lower than this, because otherwise we're going to have internal dissension, which is growing, and that's going to undermine the stability of the Saud family.
Jackie Sutton, thank you so much for your time and your expertise.